Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There once was a nitwit in D.C. The lame old dip was the former VP. Prices blew up, the market dipped down. Oh, below Joey Biden, you blow.
Oh! Soon may the chairman come to lock him up and his crackhead son. One day when justice is done, we'll see the Democrats go.
He'd not be there for ballots stole. When late that night they rigged the polls in battleground states, the light the scales for Joe.
Soon may the gentleman come to lock him up and his crackhead son. One day when justice is done, we'll see the Democrats go. Da 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 da.
The cost of fuel has gone sky high, the reffing with the food supply, the southern border's open wide, let's go Brandon go.
Soon may the gentleman come to lock him up and his crackhead son. One day when justice is done, we'll see the Democrats go.
Well, runaway inflation soars, he's bleeding billions, funding wars. He's lost his mind, he cracked his drawers. Oh, blow, Joey Biden, you blow.
Soon may the gentleman come to lock him up and his crackhead son. One day when justice is done, we'll see the Democrats go. Soon may the gentleman come to lock him up and his crackhead son. One day when justice is done, we'll see the Democrats go.
Good morning. Welcome to Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Good morning, Nick. How the heck are you?
I'm better than most. I'm not the best, but I'm better than the rest. How about you, buddy?
Well, you know, I got to say, folks, as a primer to start this morning, Nick is retired. I am not. And Nick will send me stuff almost on a daily basis, like, watch this video, check this video. And he finds some of the most obscure stuff, and it's always good. So thanks for sharing the song. It's a great song.
Well, you're welcome. And I want to correct you. I'm not retired. I'm just damn tired.
Oh, I thought you were just slow.
Now, we've got to take a moment to remember the accomplishments of Dianne Feinstein that died. Okay, that was...
It was a long moment. It was a lot longer than I was going to give her.
Well, you know, the one thing that stands out that she did the best impersonation of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, for the last year of her... stint on the Supreme Court.
Yes.
She sat there with her head hung down, drooling, and somebody would pick up her hand to vote.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Nick, before we get going, Leo and myself, I brought my friend Leo back here. He's hanging with me for a little while. We went to a local restaurant that I wanted to give a little shout-out to. I think you actually brought it to my attention, so actually your advice was good. I don't normally take your advice.
Everybody gets lucky once in a while.
I know. Broken clocks right twice. Hey, folks, if you get a chance, there's a new restaurant. I think it's pretty new. I've never seen it before, but it's over in the Sunset Market Center, and it's called Whiskey Town Barbecue. And we had their tri-tip nachos and their brisket sliders, and clean, friendly people. And if you get there at happy hour, it's a good deal. But I got to tell you, the Whiskey Town Barbecue was really good. Now back to your regularly scheduled program. Nick.
Okay. Finney Ammunition. If you click on Good Riddance Dianne, any ammunition you buy they send to California is freight-free. They won't charge you freight on it.
Oh, really? There you go. Well, you know, the thing that's kind of sad about this is Dianne Feinstein's career was dotted with absolutely zero achievements and destroying our country. So she obviously is valuable to the Democrats. But they're going to lionize her. They're going to talk about what a great statesman, whatever. She accomplished nothing. She was a very bad person. She was a very bad legislator. But we're going to treat her as if she's a hero. And that's a shame because she doesn't deserve the virtues they're going to extol upon her as this week goes through.
And Newsom, he's got a tough job finding a replacement. He's going to appoint her replacement. And he's already said it's going to be a woman of color.
Well, there you go. That's a qualification. I did not know that was a qualification. But, hey, that worked on our recent Supreme Court nomination, so why shouldn't Gavin use it as a guideline?
Absolutely.
So, Nick, we got a lot of stuff to unpack this week. I mean, this has been a crazy week. I mean, we've got Ukraine. I mean, folks, it was made public that if the, and of course they just have quote unquote narrowly avoided shutting down the government. But I'm not sure you folks out there are aware that, the way it was structured is if our government did quote unquote shut down, we were going to pay to make sure Ukraine's government stayed open though.
Well, we don't want Ukraine snitching on Sleepy Joe and his son.
No. Well, I just thought that was very interesting. We were going to shut our government down, but we were going to keep theirs open. It was very – I almost had a tear in my eye for that, to keep them going.
Speaking of Sleepy Joe and his son Hunter, some judge back east said that the FBI had to return the laptop to the repair shop owner. Yes. Well, you know, it was in the agreement that if he didn't pick it up, I think within 90 days, it was his property. So they've decided, that judge has decided it's their property and the FBI returns it. How much you want to bet they've lost it?
I have an extra useless dollar that says that they're going to officially lose it, just like they lost the black book from Jeffrey Epstein. You know? So, hey, Leo, you and I have had a lot of conversation this week, and we'll bring you in on the microphone, because Nick's got some clips he wants to play here pretty quickly. So what have you been seeing as an outsider who is watching America? What are your thoughts about this once great country?
Well, this once great country seems to be abolishing itself. I mean, just look at the southern border, where there is an absolute peak in people crossing the border illegally.
Well, now, stop. These are fighting age, mostly fighting age, young, single male. What's the worst that could happen there, Leo?
Well, we're having a hard time getting recruitments for our army. Maybe Joe's just trying to strengthen up our army.
I'm sure these people are willing to fight, but not for you. that's a little bit of a snack there. and then if you look at the reporting officers, right, that only one certain station reports on that disaster that is
border.
On the border, right, and the rest of the main media just ignoring it. You see a nation in decline. That is what I see.
You know, the same thing's happening to Europe. Doesn't Angela Merkel get credit for all the invasions and the Muslims coming up from Africa
into Europe? Nick, one thing that a lot of people don't realize that in 2018, the West, I think that Trump didn't sign it, but there was the Pact of Marrakesh, and that is an immigration pact signed by over 150 countries worldwide. And what the pact enholds and enshrines, not into law, but as a guideline for the nations, is that you have to look after immigrants. You cannot distinguish between legal and illegal immigration. And as a receiving country, you have to treat these immigrants in a certain way. So you have to give them a roof over their heads, a job, and so on. Now, that is not law, but now you get to the next stage of what I see worldwide in the Western world, is that it's actually the bureaucracy that is ruling our country. They decide on what parts of agreements and laws are being enforced and what not. And this is what you see here. So your veterans are not being looked after in New York, right? They sleep on the streets. But you have illegal migrants, as Doug rightfully said, of young men of fighting age, walk up to New York. Well, they get bussed up to New York now.
With the free ticket that I paid for.
Exactly. Paid for by you, right? And they get 5-star hotels and a green card.
Well, you know, if I was a veteran and or a homeless person, I think I'd just say I was an immigrant. I'm an illegal immigrant. Put me up.
I'm going to go one above you. I'm going to identify as a trans immigrant. That'll double the bonuses right there.
Yes.
Black lesbian. That works. But I mean, if you see the way that I'm treated with my Western passport on the airport of San Francisco with a 4-hour wait, right, and I'm being basically turned inside out and questioned where do you go, how long you're going to stay, and they will check that I leave before the 3 months of visa are up. And then you look at the situation in your southern border. I mean, where's the logic? There's no logic in terms of how laws are being enforced here. It's just pick and choose.
Kamala's in charge of it, and I'm confident that she's going to make some decisions.
We can all go back to sleep.
So, yes, she's on the ball, and that's and that's what's funny about the Democrats is the Democrats are so stupid, and the liberals that support them, because there's nothing that they stand for that means anything, that's worth anything, has common sense, and they're now going to start to eat their own. I mean, they're going to have to jettison Joe. Joe's going to start to have so much of that baggage. His brand is beyond damage, even with crazy liberals. But nobody ever talks about Kamala, so that tells you their black vice president is not even worth talking about as the next president. That's what's crazy. They've already eaten their own.
There's speculation that Newsom's going to appoint Kamala as Dianne Feinstein's replacement to get her out of the way for the presidential race. I'm still saying Michelle Obama is going to be our next president.
Wow.
They're easing in. They're easing a lot of attention towards her.
But hey, you know what, Nick? Let's count our positives today. I mean, you know, it was recently announced, I read, that the Clinton Foundation is going to help with the rebuilding of Ukraine.
Well, I was worried about the Clintons. They're running out of money.
Well, I mean, they stole everything they could from Haiti, so why not get at the trough in Ukraine?
They've got experience in these national catastrophes.
Well, they said that they will top their achievements in Haiti. They will build 4 houses and a school in Ukraine.
Yeah,
instead of 3.
Yeah,
very impressive. Now, Nick, I thought I would share with our listeners this morning that I said this over a year ago, and it's now becoming a bit more true, and I think people are going to realize this as they go to the gas pump. Saudi Arabia had said prior to the previous run-up in prices that they wanted to see an oil barrel at $150 a barrel. That's where they would like to see it. So now they and Russia have cut the production by almost 3 million barrels a day, and that means that we're actually running 1.5 million barrels short of what the world uses every day. So reserves are running out. And I read a couple articles this week that says by oil prognosticators, people who are pretty attuned to what's going on, we're on our way up to $100 a barrel. So we're going to see six something a gallon gas. But, folks, that doesn't go towards inflation. That's not inflationary. And they're expecting if we don't change our policies, because the world's not going to help us. If we don't change our policies, which under Biden and the liberals, we're not. If we don't change them, we're going to see $120 to $150 a barrel, which means we could be looking at $7 a gallon of gas.
Well,
celebrate everybody. That's a Sunday morning celebration for Joe.
Well, let me make one thing clear to the public. When it comes to inflation, they don't count energy, food, or housing.
Yeah. Yep. Or fuel. Fuel. Energy, food, or fuel. And then housing depends on which way it's going. I mean, you know, if it's going up, then they'll count rents. If its price is going up, they count this. So they don't actually count anything the same twice. It's whatever is going to make the narrative look better. But I thought I would just share with people that if you're going to start to paying attention to your gas pump, it's going to go up. But according to Joe and the gang, that's not inflationary. That's not going to change inflation at all. It's going to go down.
Well, it's not just Joe. It's been like that for quite a while.
Yes, it has.
You know, we've had crooked politicians on both sides of the coin. And, you know, I remember Reagan when he wanted to make the employment statistics look good. He counted the military as employed.
I did see Gavin Newsom on television this week with Hannity. And he claimed that the U.S. Energy production and export is higher than it's ever been today.
He'll poop if he eats enough, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, the guy is a pathetic liar. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. He, as that one song says, I know you're lying because your lips are moving. That pretty much sums up politicians and for sure Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden. But, Nick, let's kind of focus on some local stuff here for a minute because you went and saved some clips that are pretty telling.
Oh, I've got clips coming out of my ears, you know. The reason I play these clips is not a lot of people pay attention to the supervisors' meetings or go to them. There's less than 100 people at the supervisors' meetings, and some of these things are just so interesting. So why don't we go ahead and play that first clip? This is Jeff Boddaert explaining how the recall is being financed.
Volunteers and local financial supporters raised over $148,000, made this moment possible. This has truly been a grassroots, locally funded effort. Contrary to Supervisor Cry's claim that the recall was spurred by a group of liberal Democrats, this has always been a nonpartisan undertaking. Our volunteers and supporters come from all political affiliations, Republican, Independent, Libertarian.
Now, before we go to clip number 3, I want to point out, if this recall is successful, Gavin Newsom will appoint the replacement. And you know what that means? That means an appointed person is going to be making the important decisions here in Shasta County, not the person we elected.
No.
And, you know, one of the supervisors, it's Mary Rickert. I see her up there on her phone, and I see somebody texting her. And I wonder if Gavin will be doing that to his replacement. The people that are for the recall, they claim that they want a conservative up there a staunch conservative to be the replacement. Or they've contacted Gavin and told him they don't want him to appoint somebody.
So it's deadlocked to 2-2.
Well, you know, the thing is, do you think he even has the time of day for these people?
No. But I think to
but say, they think no, they're so important they can say that and we're going
to
swallow it.
No, I got to say, Nick, I think you're wrong. I'm saying that publicly. I'm sorry that I have to embarrass you in front of all of our people, but I think Newsom has got his eye on Shasta County. It is a target for him now, and I think he would actually appoint somebody to send a message. I really think that. Yes.
Well, I do too. I absolutely.
So I don't
do
think
too.
I don't think he would not respond. I think he would go to try and send a message to
and
everybody
I
else.
I think he'll appoint the most liberal person he can.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's going to have a say in the decisions that are made.
Yep.
He can get a copy of the agenda and see what's coming up and say, here's how I want you to vote this. But let's get back to financing the recall. There's a gal named Margaret. She speaks at just about every meeting. She's very well spoken. She's a local business person here in Shasta County in the city of Redding. And she always has something intelligent to say. So let's go with that clip.
I speak before, but I remember I'm not supposed to speak twice for public comment. This does have to do with elections. So I'm going to read this and then I'll leave. This is from a person that I know. It's a friend of mine. And it says, I got this text and that's why I was trying to speak again. You are not going to believe this one. They are taking money out of Shasta County's employees' checks to fund the Kevin Cry recall. Anyone who is not an officer or the regular employees, they have $10 taken out every month. Looks like this is part of the union dues. It was voted on by county employees who are UPEC union members. It has to be in the union contract to be able to do it. The union said they had a majority vote on it and added the deduction to their biweekly union dues deduction to the county paycheck. The problem is the person that told my friend about this, they don't want this taken out of their paycheck. So I'm just asking that you investigate that also, even though this isn't part of your vote today. Because that right there is absolutely criminal. Thank you.
Well, well, well. And it's funny, as soon as she brought it up, you heard people laugh in the background. I'm willing to put a dollar bill on the table and say everybody who snickered was a liberal because as soon as there's anything that doesn't go to their narrative, they've got a snickering scoff at it. And it sounded like she had the goods, like there's something there because she was able to prove the union voted on this without their membership, and people who might have supported Kevin Cry were forced to pay for his recall.
And I talked to Margaret before the next meeting, and she is very confident in her source.
Yeah.
And like me, I don't like to use names up here when something controversial comes up. And these sources, they work for the county. They don't want their name out there.
No. Well, and the thing is you know, we've got you know, this guy, this Jeff Godert, lying through his teeth as the entire recall has been since the get-go, saying that it was all a bunch of small donations when it turns out now there might have been hundreds of employees doing $40 a month. That's a lot of money over the course of the recall account. You know, it wasn't just a bunch of $5 and $10 donations. It was a strong arm tactic of the union to take money out of the pocketbooks of their people.
Sharp penciling. That's what they're doing. They're sharp penciling.
Well, and that tells you who's behind the recall. I mean, be blunt about it, Nick. When was the last time union was conservative? Unions have always voted extreme liberal, because that's who promises them new contracts and everything else. So the fact that the union is behind this as well tells you which direction they want this seat to go.
You know what I've noticed about the unions is they don't give a dang about the county, the city, the state, or the country as long as they get more money.
They get their trough.
That's it. I remember 9/11 when the towers went down. Just after that was starting to get straightened out, we were getting to ready. The country was going to move forward again. Here came the dock strikes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they just shut everything down. It couldn't have been a worse time, but they had to have their raise.
Well, at that exact moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just thought that was criminal.
Well, and, you know, not to stay hyper-focused on the local stuff, but, you know, everything they have accused Kevin Cry of doing, and I don't know Kevin Cry enough personally to sit there and say he's the greatest human being because I don't know him that well, but I know as a supervisor, the votes that he has been part of, not the only voter of, but part of, in my opinion, as a conservative, those have been good votes. I mean, I wanted that those voting machines gone. I take that. I think getting the contract for 30 years where we actually got something versus where we've gotten nothing, I think that was a good vote as well. You know, we went for 20-something years without getting a red penny from the casino, and now we're going to be getting millions of dollars. I think that was a net win. Could it have been done better? Yeah, maybe, but at least we're getting something.
And he brought out how the Zogfire money was dispersed and nothing illegal there, but you know what? He brought it to our attention that perhaps it could have been dispersed in a more equitable manner.
Well, and he also brought out the fact that apparently in the ruling where PG&E was let off the hook, the judge cited, I think it was Michael Flynn, cited that there wasn't any evidence that PG&E knew about this tree, this one that caused the thing. And Kevin, you know, I had a conversation with Kevin, and he was laying out what and who's and why's. And there was plenty of evidence. Well, as soon as the judge found that PG&E was not, quote-unquote, liable because of they didn't know about the tree, the prosecutor, under Stephanie Bridget, retired and was rewarded with a judgeship. I mean, from Newsom, who one of his biggest supporters is PG&E. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I think Kevin was onto that. I don't know what's going to happen, but I hope they get somebody to investigate that because that really stinks.
You know, a lot of things come up and you hear a big deal about it for 2 or 3 weeks and then you never hear about it again. I think Kevin is the kind of man that's going to stick with it until he's satisfied with the answers.
Well, and he does it out in front of everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, and another thing to recall people, and I call them just useless idiots, because they wanted to beat up on Kevin because he met with Mike Lindell. Okay? He met with him. He's talked about it. He said he met with a number of people who talked about voter. But the recall people never once stood there and looked you in the eye and said, I am so happy Kathy Darlene Allen went to a George Soros-funded event and was paid as a speaker. That's the most evil man on the planet Earth, and our registrar was a speaking guest at one of his events. Why didn't they bring that up? I'm a little bit more concerned about her going to George Soros than I am about Kevin going to Mike Lindell.
I don't believe she's ever come out and said who paid her way to that forum.
Well, I mean,
I hope the taxpayers didn't.
Well, one of the foundations that sponsored that at the Spy Museum was a George Soros-funded event. So, ergo, unless she had a private donor, maybe Oprah Winfrey, I'm guessing they probably funded her way back there. And no, she's never talked about it, and nobody's asked her to come and talk about it. What did she say? What was her speech? She's a public employee. We have a right to know. What did she talk about? But they never brought that up. But that's local. What else you got going, Nick?
Well, did you notice, I think it was Tuesday. Tuesday night when I got up Wednesday morning, gas was up 50 cents.
Ooh.
Did you notice that?
Yes. I just told you why. Gas is going up. And it's not going to come down for a long time because old Sleepy Joe and the idiot liberals, they've emptied our strategic petroleum reserve. We don't have anything to unload anymore.
50 cents overnight.
Yep. I don't know if it's going to go 50 cents tomorrow night, Nick, but fortunately for us, you drive a small pickup truck that gets good gas mileage, so you'll be able to last for a little while anyways. I drive a bit of a hot rod car, so my gas goes a lot faster. I'm really sorry about that.
Yes.
I'll try to slow down, though. Save the planet.
No, you won't.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Dominion machines and how the entire Board of Supervisors voted to cancel a contract with them. I'm going to the next meeting, and I'm going to propose that they put on the ballot, do you want a hand count or do you want machines counting your votes? I think the people ought to vote on that. Come right on out and see where we stand. I know that the other side, they claim that we are just a small minority getting our way. I say it's just the opposite. I talked to well over 200 people. They don't want machines counting our votes. Patty Plum's got a heck of a network of people. They don't want people counting their votes. And the Patriots, there's a large group there. You know, we're not just a small fringe. I think that should be put on the ballot. And what would do, in my opinion also, that would bring a lot more people to the polls.
Well, yeah.
Because that's something that would be important to everybody.
Well, and again, Nick, this goes back to the stupidity of liberals, is they have an opinion and they feel that their opinion is the only opinion that matters. And our opinion, yours and mine, as conservatives or moderates, they're not ever taken into account. It's because liberals push their thing. They scream the loudest from the highest pulpit. And, you know, as the saying goes, if you say something long enough, it becomes the truth. And that's how liberals think, is that they keep saying, they keep trying to represent what you and I think when it's completely the opposite.
That's exactly what they're doing with this recall. They keep saying the same thing over and over and mm-hmm. over, and it's false.
If you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth.
You become a good liar.
That's called being a Democrat.
I think we're going to go to a break here.
All righty.
So.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Craft Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Here we are back.
We are back.
We're going to go to a clip. I always like to play a clip of some idiot on the other side that is speaking during public comment at the supervisors' meetings. So are we ready with that clip? This is Christian Gardner, no relation to me.
I think we need to call it what it is, Mr. Cry, Jones, and Kelsom. Too often, on the taxpayer's time and dime, you use the following every day. Chaos, obstruction of information, clandestine agreements and plans with your alt-right coalition, slandering the public, attacking employees, cutting or hollowing out county departments, violations of the Brown Act, violations of decorum, sanctioning conspiracies, racism, sexism, and even supporting your little white nationalist vigilante militia, and yes, using flat-out simple lies. But why? Basically, that's because all you got. That's it. That's all you got. It's past time that you and your coalition understand these simple facts. Conspiracy theories aren't alternative facts. They're just plain and simple lies. Your little 51 get her done fairy tale is just that, a fairy tale. Your little private vigilante militia aren't patriots. They're simply thugs. Normalizing ignorant stupidity is not normal. But hey, we get it. You're frustrated. Because the people of Shasta County are exposing you three for who you are and your cohorts as well. You're realizing that we're pushing back. Make this very frustrating. Now you're realizing we will never accept your intentionally created chaos, your social division, your militia, your ignorance, your stupidity as a means of authoritarian governance over Shasta County and over democracy. Never. You're frustrated. We get it. So you lash out, triple down on your extreme agenda, desperately slinging manure at the walls, symbolic resolutions, threats of frivolous lawsuits, sacking employees, making up little special committees. Oh, maybe making up a different way to govern our county, looking for anything that might stick. And you three and your coalition say that's fine because Shasta County citizens and employees are just collateral damage. After all, like Kevin Cry says, we don't live in a democracy. And your agenda of stream governments is more important than the greater good of the people, right? Hell no. American democracy is much stronger than your little Trumpian coup d'etat on Shasta County. And it's time. You three are going to lose.
Okay, well, I owe Christian an apology. I'll give it to you in a second. But that's an example of what these recall people get up there and spill at the supervisors' meetings during open comment. And you can go to the Shasta County Supervisors' website and view this. You've got to jump around until you find them, and it's easy enough to do. Christian Gardner questioned my honesty at a town hall about the survey I did on Dominion machines, and I read him off pretty good at the supervisors' meeting for doing that, and I want to apologize. I accused him of dressing like a slob, which he does, but that's his right. If he wants to dress like a slob, go ahead, Chris. And then what was the other one? Oh, kneeling at the Pledge of Allegiance. He kneels down for the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, if I had so little class, I had to do that. I'd just wait till it was over to enter the building. But it's not my place to criticize him about those things, so I'm sorry if I ruffled your feathers. So let's go with this second clip, unless you wanted to add anything.
No, well, I'm not supposed to sit at the desk. I keep trying to hold my hands because I hit the desk, and then Frank gets mad at me. The abject stupidity of every word that guy said, it just sounded like Nathan Pinckney. It was just one lie after another, and he's trying to claim some moral high ground when, in fact, he's wrong about every single thing that he said. There was no shred of truth. The truth was absolutely stepped on and on the neck and killed. And that's what these people do. That's what they believe, is that they can say whatever they want, no matter how untrue it is. And it's because it's how they feel that makes it important. And so I was listening to this guy, and I had to smile halfway through because I have a lot of respect for all five of the supervisors. I don't agree with two of them. So Rickardson, Garmin, you're not my favorite, but I respect you because you guys sit there, you guys and gals, if I'm allowed to call you genders, or it's a theys or thems, and you have to put up with this crap. And I think that the dedication you guys on both sides of that aisle up there, I would probably jump through the off the dais and go over and punch the guy. I just to hear what these guys say about these people is unhinged. But let's move on to number two.
Clip number two. This gal is, her name's Carrie. This is the first time I've seen her there. And she calls out the media, the left-leaning media, especially here in Shasta County. So let's go with that clip.
All right. Good morning. I want to address an elephant in the room. It's called the media. The media is the middleman and determines how this board and our local government gets represented to your constituents of Shasta County. A majority of Shasta County considers themselves conservatives, yet the majority of our news outlets are financed by agenda-driven far-left globalists. As an example, there is the newly popped-up Shasta Scout that came out 2 years ago, approximately. He claims to be local news. Yet, doesn't surprise. Yet they are financially backed by the global far-left financiers. In fact, 1 year ago when I checked their website, can you turn that on? It's on. Thank you. So this was from their website, and it says up there, in partnership with the In Network and among others. Again, it says it here. We are proud members of the Lion Publishers and the Institute for Nonprofit News, which is IN. When you look at the IN website, we see who are their financiers. And on this list is the Open Societies Foundation, among other many other globalist, agenda-driven, far-left elites, billionaires. If you know who George Soros is, he is the founder of Open Society Foundation, and they are global. They work across the globe. And George Soros is banned in some countries. He's accused globally of starting color revolutions and accused in the U.S. of funding violent riots across the country and using his billions to influence our election systems. So despite this, the main point here I'm making is there's no question that he, Shasta Scout, represents the extreme left. Again, and it's not just Shasta Scout. If we look financially into our, the other news outlets, the majority of them are left. And this is your middleman. This is who represents who, the information your constituents are getting about what's going on here, what's going on in our government, local government.
Okay, so, you know, thank you, Carrie, for pointing that out. I started reading Shasta Scout, and they kind of started out trying to be in the middle, but now they're far left, in my opinion, as is a News Cafe, as is the Record Searchlight. So
as it is, Kay, the ABC channel, what is it, 7, I think, they also, their reporters, Comente and the group, are glowing when it comes to Democrat issues and scathing when it comes to Trump. So, yeah.
You know, when it really comes down to it, this is the only conservative forum we have in Shasta County.
I'll take that as a compliment, Nick. And then I try to add some at Carl's show every first Thursday. Unfortunately, I won't be at this next one. But, yes, that's the problem. They're cockroaches. As soon as you shed the light on them, they don't like it. And so that she's, you know, shed the light that the local media is being supported by people out of the area that are globalist is, you know, I think enlightening.
Okay, well, you wanted to talk about homeless. I think you got a text.
Well, I did. Actually, while we're sitting here, I'll just mention the name Chris. Thank you for listening. He sent me a text, and he wanted to know, you know, why the county is not doing much about the homeless stuff. Because, you know, Kevin Cry, I know, is tried to do stuff, and I do know that on the city council, Mark has gone and done stuff. But it's a huge issue, but where we're going, folks, is we had that lady, and I'm just going to say it, she was a black lady, which probably gives her more credibility, but she had to meet somebody here in the middle of the night on an unmarked bus, and turned out when she got talking to the person she was picking up, San Francisco was shipping their homeless people up to us in the middle of the night. Now, we've mentioned this on the radio more than once. She mentioned it at the Board of Supervisors. But Leo recently made a trip through Portland and Seattle. And Leo, tell us what the future of Reading looks like.
Well, I mean, if I hope not the same as Portland and Seattle. I did a trip with my Chinese girlfriend in early this year, ending up in Portland and Seattle. And what I found there actually left me with a culture shock. If you travel through Asia, you see a lot of homelessness in the poor countries. But they've got a good reason for people to be homeless. They're poor. You come to a country like the U.S. and you find cities like Portland and Seattle. The culture shock is you see all these homeless people, the druggies, the influx of drugs onto the street. It's a policy. There's a deliberate policy behind this. You see cities that clearly 10 years ago were thriving and prosperous, or 15 years ago, and now are in decline. Portland is so bad that my girlfriend refused to go into the city center to have dinner.
Wow. Well, and that's what's coming for us, folks. And, you know, for the Board of Supervisors, they are kind of limited because most of the homeless people that we deal with are in the city limits of Reading. You know, they're not in the county. And so the reality is, if you check how much money the city is putting out and how much money the county is putting out, we're putting out more money than we've ever put out in history, and the problem is only getting worse.
Well, I don't think they want to solve the problem. The bureaucracy is a big economic driver in Shasta County and the city of Reading.
Well, that's my point, is it's the money that keeps going. I mean, I think San Francisco this year, now that they're such a great sanctuary city that doesn't like being a sanctuary city, I think I read that they're going to spend, what the heck was it, billions of dollars, billions from a city. We're not talking the national government or whatever, a city to have the homeless people. And, I mean, Leo, you've been here now for a couple weeks in Reading. And, I mean, you've mentioned to me when we've been driving around, and you just your head shakes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I just mentioned, I mean, we drove in this morning, 8 o'clock on the Sunday morning, or 7 o'clock in the Sunday morning, and you almost ran over a homeless person.
And he just started walking out in the middle of, it was a green light for me, and he just starts walking out here by the fire station.
Yeah. They expect you completely to walk out for him.
Yeah. I mean, and so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wish I could say I was smart enough to have a plan for the homeless people, but we need to hold them accountable. That's what we need to do. We don't hold them accountable. They don't have to do any prison time. You know, if I go get it, I mean, Leo, you have a great thing, and we're going to bring it out to the world. Your little statement when you said about the you pay taxes, you're the first in line.
I'm a middle-aged white guy, and what happens to me is that I'm the first one taxed, the last one considered, and the first one punished. I should have a T-shirt, and it's true. If I make a wrong sidestep, I'm being punished.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it reaches a level to which I am no longer willing to trust in the government anymore. I actually don't want to pay taxes anymore because I have no issue paying tax dollars. But if my tax dollar goes to the Ukraine and we don't look after our veterans, what's the point?
Well, we should be suing the government for tax fraud.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's part of the liberal Democrat plan in a globalist and the one world. I mean, Leo was talking about earlier about the Treaty of Marrakesh, about, you know, being forced to home and house the immigrants. But that's part of their plan, is they've got to undermine society. They've got to undermine families. They've got to indoctrinate kids as a youth like cult, like the Hitler did. And because what they thrive on is chaos.
Chaos.
They have to have chaos. And if they have chaos, it's a natural human emotion that when there's chaos, we seek stability. We seek something that's going to make the situation better. And that's where they come in. They're trying to create chaos because lack of trust in the government, lack of trust in the laws, so that they can come in offering the solution. And none of this is by accident. None of it is at all by accident.
No, but it's also on a higher level. I mean, as we talked before, I mean, Trump is being indicted again in New York by some DA on the basis of, what was it, fraud? Because he claims that his Mar-a-Lago estate is worth more than $18 million. It's probably worth
a billion. Actually, Trump had said when he took out some loans, which he's never defaulted on or missed a payment. So let's be clear. The man, is known to be a bit of bravado. He said that the Mar-a-Lago was worth over $400 million to $800 million.
Which it probably is.
Which it probably is. And a New York liberal judge has himself, with no other purpose, decided that he thinks that Trump is committed fraud when he put on his loan statements that it was worth this, that, and the other. And he, this judge in New York who owns nothing in Florida, has no idea of real estate, and I'm a real estate agent, so I know a lot about it, is saying that the value of Mar-a-Lago is $18 million. Now, if you go into Zillow and just type in seafront properties throughout Miami or wherever, you're going to find four-bedroom, four-bath homes, condos, 2,000 square feet, listed for $8 million. And for those of you who aren't aware, I was not until recently, Mar-a-Lago is a peninsula. It actually shoots out into the ocean. It's got water on two sides. The main facility is 65,000 square feet. It has a world-class golf club that actually has ocean views from every single hole. And so is the value $300 million? Is it $500 million? I don't know, but I can tell you, if that judge is damned and determined to write, you know, to put an $18 million price tag on it, we should go do a GoFundMe account and buy it today.
Today.
Today. I think that's what it is. So here we are, Nick, where they create chaos.
You know what we could do? We could get K2 to take it over and claim they're going to put affordable housing there, and the government will pay for half of it.
Nick, you always got the the next step before me. You're just always amazing, man. Hey, guys and gals, we're going to switch gears again because we got so much to cover. But the COVID stuff is back. It's out there. And a study by Germany, I have a photo screenshot here. Let me pull it up again. A recent German study sent shockwaves through the medical communities, revealing the horrifying consequences of prolonged mask wearing, particularly in children. This groundbreaking study has uncovered a deeply unsettling truth. Rebreathing carbon dioxide while wearing masks can lead to irreversible neuron damage, neuron destruction, increased anxiety, and impaired learning and memory in children.
I know.
I could go on that, but that's a German. Germans are not known as extreme right-wing conservative people. They're kind of liberal left. And so for the Germans to say that and publish it, folks, don't. If we get these mandates, don't comply.
The Shasta County said they're not going to force us to follow the mandates. But I noticed the recall crew, about half of them are wearing masks right now. And I suspected they were minus some neurons.
Well, and they probably wear masks in their car by themselves when they're driving. But, I mean, this is, you know, this is stuff that's coming. There is a plan here. This, you know, unfortunately for us conservatives, we're too stupid. Okay? And I say stupid in a respectful term. We are busy living life. We're working. We're going. We're paying our taxes. We're raising our kids. And we're stupid to the effect that we see this stuff coming, but we don't do anything about it. We're letting it happen, and we need to start to stand up, and we need to have a voice.
I think that is a really good point that you're making here. We go to work and pay taxes. The other side of the aisle, you know, what they do, I picked up a word on the internet this week, and it's called semantic infiltration. What they do is they create narratives, they change words. Like, for instance, what was the one that pro-abortion is pro-life. It's not pro-life. What has it got to do with pro-life? You're talking about killing babies.
Yeah, but they get rid of that baby, the party's still on.
Yeah.
They can go on vacations, they don't have to have babysitters. This is life, man.
That's pro-life, apparently. But, I mean, they change the wordings, and they change the whole perception of a certain, you know, thing in society, and that's what they do.
It's instead of a drug addict, it's a substance abuse disorder.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Pedophilia, minor attraction.
I mean,
you can't make it up. A mom is, what is it, a birthing parent.
Birthing person or something like that.
I mean, this is what they do. So it all goes back to some of the stuff we've been talking about, the homeless issues, the energy issues. I mean, we could go on for the next 5 hours. I could fill up 5 hours of time just on the green energy and the hoax that it is. So for you folks driving around thinking you're saving it with all the solar and everything else, you're not. You're doing more damage to this planet than the guy driving that Ford F-150 with the V8 gas motor or diesel. You're doing more damage, but you've got to create the narrative, and that's what they're doing, and that's what we've let them do.
Let them do.
Yeah. So, Nick, what do you got next, buddy? I kind of took over for 15 minutes there. You've been quiet.
I was hoping you'd finish up the show.
Well, you know, I'm going to Las Vegas talking about Sin City. I mean, you know, being green and all that good stuff. I'm heading out there today. I've got a conference this week.
Oh, good for you. You do a lot of conferences. You're well thought of in the real estate commerce. Well, listen, we've got another clip. I call it a cat fight between Patrick Jones and Mary Rickard. Speaking of Patrick Jones, he's in the house. I have to assume he's going to be on the next show. Let's go with this clip. I think it's explaining the Donnell Ewert and the home key. So if you're not familiar with that, that's housing homeless people in your neighborhood.
Yes.
You ready?
Thing. You made it political.
No, I did not. You're the ones that automatically went to COVID and attacked Donnell Ewert. And that's exactly what you did.
I had nothing to do with COVID. I had two.
You did. The home key is COVID related.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So let's talk about Project Room Key and Home Key. Project Home Key, Donnell went over to the city of Reading and asked to say, hey, we're going to buy homes in residential areas, and we're going to put homeless people in homes in residential areas. The city of Reading said absolutely no. So he did not then discuss this with the city of Anderson or Shasta Lake City. He then hid on a consent calendar, and all of the board approved it before I was here, and they bought a house in Anderson and four houses in Shasta Lake City, and then proceeded in Shasta Lake City to put homeless in those and immediate calls for service. And Shasta Lake City was very upset, and so was Anderson. That was Donnell Ewert. That was Project Home Key. It has nothing to do with COVID. And the money was $4 million for a failed program, and then they extended it another $1 million for $5 million on failed programs. That's why I'm not happy with them.
No, I actually talked to Lynn Dora, who ran that program extensively, and they followed up, and I got regular reports on that, and it did not fail. So that's a misrepresentation of what happened.
That's the way you see it.
No,
all right,
that's
so
the
we
way
have,
it was.
Nope. And we have a motion. It's a substitute motion.
Okay. So, you know, we spent $5 million on Home Key. They bought five houses, four in Central Valley. You can call it Shasta Lake City if you want to. And one in Andeson, that little Chinese community south of here, Andeson.
Yes.
Guess what? The county doesn't own them.
No.
A nonprofit owns them.
Well, and I, and you know what, Nick, I brought this on this show. I brought this on this show. I brought it to the Board of Realtors that this Project Home Key is, they're buying, or they were at that time, and it turns out they bought five, maybe six or seven now. They were buying single family homes. So if you own your home, folks, listen. The county was buying homes in Shasta Lake City and without your knowledge, permission or whatever. And you have, and what's funny about that is, if you want to do an Airbnb and have people that are, let's call it quality visitors to the city, you have to go get a permit. You have to do all this stuff. The county was buying, through this nonprofit, houses and putting homeless people next door to you, and you had no say in it. And Rickards is lying through her teeth when she said it was a success. Another liberal lie. I know I talked to somebody, and the number of calls in the original when they did it was out the roof. And so when she says it was, it's run well, she's lying through her teeth.
And she said it was brought on by COVID.
Which it was not.
A long time before COVID.
Yes. And so, you know, here again is, here's Rickards lying through her teeth that if she says it enough, long enough, it'll become the truth. And the reality is Mr. Jones was right. This Project Home Key, I was made aware of it. I looked into it. And it was, the money came from the state. And it went through, I think, Health and Human Services under the nickname Project Home Key. But, you know, they, as far as I know, they still own those houses. I haven't heard that they've sold them. I mean, I have not heard that they've gotten rid of the project. So, you know.
And another point is this was snuck through on the consent.
Yeah.
The supervisors weren't aware of what they were voting on.
Yeah.
There was a complaint from Anderson that brought it to their attention. So when you deliberately deceive somebody like Donnell did, you're lying.
Yes. Well, and for Rickards to sit there and say publicly, well, it was ran great. Well, the reason it came to light, it was a complaint.
And she claims she's a conservative.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, Nick, I got to say, I have to come clean this week. I feel a little dirty about this, Nick. I went to play golf this week at Gold Hills. And if you know it, they've got blue tees and they've got quite a ways down. They've got red tees. And I had a group with me, and I had to come out publicly. It was a tough moment, and I had to identify as a woman for the day so I could play on the red tees. It was amazing. I mean, I got an extra 40 yards. I mean, all of a sudden, I felt really strong. Woman power was with me the entire day. It was amazing. But I went back to being a guy at the end of the day because I just didn't like that feeling. Not that it was not being a woman. It just, I felt like I cheated, you know, like a lot of guys.
So did they avert the government shutdown?
They've extended the thing for
40-something days.
Yeah, 45 days. They've kicked the can down the road, and no limits on spending, and we're going to, you know, I hope Rand Paul can really rally the troops because he made an impassioned speech in Congress the other day that we're not funding things here in America, but we're going to shut down the government. We're going to fund the Ukrainian government. And for us to extend our funding, the Democrats have thrown in a $25 billion continued funding of Ukraine. And Rand Paul said he will not vote for a budget if the funding for Ukraine is in there. So I hope he sticks to his guns.
I heard it's so lucrative building over there. K2's thinking about going to Ukraine. Hey, you know what leaves a sour taste in my mouth about the government shutdown is they're shutting us down out of our national parks. We own those. Just because the people that are running them aren't getting paid, does that give them the right to shut us out of our property?
Well, and the reality is they are going to get paid. There's no reason to shut them down because my brother works for the federal government. I mean, he is in the federal government. And whenever there's been a shutdown, you know, in his position, if it wasn't fire season, he had to stay at home and pick his nose. But when he went back to work, he was made whole 100%.
Absolutely. But their big complaint is they live from paycheck to paycheck also. And they might have to bounce some checks or something to get by. I guess we're done.
Hey, have a great day, folks, and thanks, Nick. Thanks, Leo.
Yeah, thanks.
So good, so good. I got to hear. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.